I want to sort of pick apart some of the specific things that we've seen. But first, can you summarize what you can say at this point about the BCARG trial? Obviously, there's a lot about in terms of the cardiac data, but also the efficacy data that came out in the press release this week.
So the efficacy data are based on the first interim analysis. In a three-arm trial with 300 events, we recognize that we're really walking a fine line here. But even still, both arms cross their efficacy boundaries. Because we've known all along, we predicted from the beginning, Herceptin was the critical molecule here. The relevant question is going to be, how does the TCH arm, the non-anthracycline arm, look relative to the anthracycline-containing arm? We know a lot of safety information now. That's got to be weighed against the efficacy information. What we can say now is the risk reduction in the TCH arm is 0.39. The risk reduction in the ACTH arm is 0.51. Almost identical to what was seen in the trials reported at ASCO for that kind of combination. I will tell you that, without going into great detail, that that's based on very few event differences between the two arms. What I can tell you, and it is in the press release, is the two confidence intervals are totally overlapping. And the statisticians have said there is no statistical difference between the two arms.
For practical purposes, oncologists have to try to make decisions, you know, at every instant with every piece of information. Those numbers are out there. And at the moment, in spite of sort of your cautioning about the few events, a lot of people are saying, well, right now it kind of looks like TCH is not going to be as effective as the anthracycline arm. What are your thoughts about that kind of conclusion?
My thoughts are consistent with what the data show, and that there is this difference in terms of numerical difference, and it's statistically insignificant. We need to wait till the data mature, and it's not going to take a long period of time. Physicians should basically do what they feel most comfortable at this point. If they feel more comfortable with the ACTH data based on those relative differences, despite the fact they're not different statistically, they should go with that arm, recognizing what everyone has said all along. Those patients are going to have to be watched very closely for cardiotoxicity.
What is the likelihood statistically that the TCH arm is going to end up being superior to the ACTH arm?
I have no idea at this point. All I can tell you, again, without giving away information that we'll present at San Antonio, is the difference is based on very few event differences.
Do you think that TCH is a reasonable non-protocol alternative in the adjuvant setting right now?
Based on what we know and based on the fact that TCH has been around a while in the metastatic setting, and there's lots of data that's presented and even randomized data, the answer is yes.
Do you have an adjuvant protocol available to you right now?
We do not.
So when you evaluate patients for non-protocol therapy right now, what are the alternatives that you consider and the recommendations that you're making? For example, let's start with a younger patient, node-positive tumor.
At this point, we've tried whenever possible to avoid anthracycline-containing regimens because of this known interaction of Herceptin with anthracycline. We're not restricted to, if you use a non-anthracycline, to TCH. There are a number of different drugs that interact very well with Herceptin. Navalbine is one, and I think that's another option. There are data that are out there published again in the metastatic setting. And if the Herceptin story has told us anything, it's told us that what we see in a metastatic setting gets even better in the adjuvant setting when we take it forward. So I'm less concerned about doing that. I know that probably oncologists in practice always go with sort of what looks like the best number. And that makes sense as to why they do that. But, I mean, I look at the composite picture. We presented today the data on cardiac safety. And the cardiac safety data are profoundly different. So it'll all depend on the weight of that efficacy data when we have sufficient numbers and how that stands up against the safety data.